last night. She said you're pretty dang funny.
You know, she's just
isn't
being
she?
Nice.
Oh, you were funny. Where do you get your material?
From my life.
No.
Yeah, hey, from my life.
Every comedian says
they
that.
They all say
I get
that,
it from
they?
My life.
Yeah, we have to. I mean,
where else would you get?
Like, people say, well, how long have you been doing comedy? Well,
how long have you been doing comedy?
12 years, but really my whole life.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, in class, I was a comedian.
You were the funny guy.
Whenever there was trouble, I was a comedian. The sense of humor was the shock absorbers to life.
Do you find out that when you're nervous, that's when you really get funny?
No.
No?
I'm like Peter Parker when I get nervous. I get really awkward and shy. I mean, most comedians are shy. Johnny Carson would stand in the corner by himself right before the show, before every show. So we all were shy people.
That's time out.
Yeah, seriously.
Time out, Johnny.
I mean, we're all shy people that want attention, and that's a way to get it, is to get up there and talk about something that everyone can relate to, that you were uncomfortable with.
And so now you're telling me you got that inside sad clown thing going on.
I do.
I do.
Well, Lily, she's going to start flirting with you in a second. See, this is building.
Oh, I like that. I'm single.
Are you?
I am single. But you have a ring on.
I know. I'm not single.
Oh.
I'm a double.
You're a double?
I'm a double.
What's a double?
There's two of us.
It's two of you.
Yeah, there's two of us in here. See? Oh. So what were you going to say about Lily Tomlin? Not that I look like her, and I don't want to ever hear that again.
I wasn't going to say that.
Okay, thank
you. I was just going to say a quote that she wrote.
Okay.
She said, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Uh-huh. That's true, isn't it?
And so you get up there, and you, like, I have a joke about how I was in class, and the teacher mispronounced my name. And so now I'm in the back, and I'm afraid to put my hand up, and my best friend's like, dude, you know that's you. No one in here has a name like that. That's got to be you.
So you're just not answering.
And I'm like, no, Charles.
Can't be me.
Mm-mm. I'm going to have to take the absence.
She said, Saduki. Yeah, I'm not a dookie. Yeah.
No, I'm not at all. Well, she's going to have to call my mom and say Saduki was not here.
Saduki didn't come to school today. And your mom said, he changed his name again.
I don't have a son named that.
He changed his name again. That was my kid. My kid, his name is Adam, and he called himself Andy. All of a sudden, the principal called me up and go, Andy wasn't here today. Really?
Who's Andy?
Andy who? So were you? Did you have a problem with your name, though? I mean, Siddiqui, where's that
Siddiqui
come
is
from?
Different.
What
it's
is
a,
it?
It's an African name. It's Swahili.
I like it.
It means faithful. I like it now. Growing up with it, it was,
yeah,
you know,
it was
you're
hard.
A kid, and you know, you're different. And so it
what
was
were
hard.
Some of the things they called you?
Slinky. My Asian friends would call me Suzuki. And they had the sound effects. My Latino friends would call me Ceviche. Yeah,
well, you got a lot of attention.
Sudoku is the new one.
Sudoku.
Yeah, that's the new thing.
That's
that
a, that's
like
the word.
Call.
That's the number game.
I think I probably would have called you Dookie.
Dookie.
Dookie. Sudoku. You know?
Well, it's Sadiki. How do you get Dookie?
Well,
out of
because
that?
Dookie Dookie. You know, everybody goes Dookie Dookie. You know,
nobody does that,
right? Nobody does that.
Who does that?
Am I wrong?
Everybody does that.
Everybody does it. Let's give away some tickets. If you want to see Sadiki, you're there tonight for two shows.
Come see me. 8 and 10, and then I go back to Los Angeles.
823-1920. Wayne loves to have you be his guest down there at the Pioneer Underground. See Siddiqui Fuller tonight. Who else is with you? I mean, there's always a co-host and a guest host. And
there's a woman. Her name is Bethany. She's so funny.
Is she funny?
She's very funny. And to be honest, most women aren't funny.
You're right.
And,
you're right. Ooh. Most women think they're funny.
She's not, and she's funny and she's clean. You know,
no,
and
we don't
it takes
like that.
More, but it takes more. But to be funny and to be clean, it takes more skill to do that.
Yeah, lots of Dookie. Joke.
Well, Dookie is still clean.
Dookie, Dookie.
You know, you didn't say the other one. Who said the other one?
Doo-doo.
Well, no, we're not,
no, we're not going there. No, we're not going there. So two shows tonight. Do you have an R-rated show? I heard you're a little more R-rated, though, because you,
know what?
You get a little sexy.
10 o'clock, I will be R-rated.
You get a little sexy?
And I'll curse a little bit more for... I
lay down that F-bomb.
Which one did you see, Amy? You were at the 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't. She didn't see it. The subject matter was adult, but I was really clean last night.
look at Amy's face.
She's like, no.
That's what she told me. She goes,
Bill Cosby
sexy.
Is my favorite comedian. He is.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, Bill Cosby is my favorite right now.
Why?
Because
he's old
just,
school.
I know.
Gosh.
Old what? School is good school.
It is cool.
Why is he your favorite right now?
God, man. First of all, Richard Pryor, when he first started, was a Bill Cosby clone.
He
looked up to Bill Cosby. He quit comedy for 3 years, and when he came back, he developed this Richard Pryor that we all know.
Yeah, that with the MF every other word, and oh my god.
Bill Cosby was, I would compare it to basketball, he was Dr. J before there was Jordan. And without Dr. J, there would be no Michael Jordan. So how could you not give Dr. J his props?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Better than Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, myself, anybody out there. Gosh, Bill Cosby, I'll give it to him.
I can remember being in junior high and just, we would get together and listen to Bill Cosby and laugh.
Laugh.
We would practically pee our
laugh.
Pants.
Oh, I know, pee your pants is true. He was peeing his pants,
he
that's
really
why.
He really appealed to you if you were a kid.
Yeah, I asked him once. He said, I pee my pants. Did you know that he didn't like kids?
What?
Uh-huh, I know.
What? Why do you got to tell me that?
I knew I'd get that reaction from you.
I believe you.
He didn't.
I'm just going to tell you.
I was at a remote where he was there. Uh-huh. And these kids were bugging him, and he was like, get over there. Get out of here. And I was like, oh, that can't be Bill Cosby. He loves kids.
Oh, you mean they were interrupting his act?
Yeah, no, they were interrupting him, and he didn't. He got upset.
Little kids?
I always tell that story
teenagers,
about
what were they?
No, they were small kids.
Was he performing?
10 years old. No, he was there to do a signing and, you know, and just be there.
And he was that grouchy?
And he was grouchy. There you go. That's the word.
Jay, why do you have to
grouchy
tell me
Cosby?
That?
Because I wanted to bop your little bubble. So 823-1920, if you want to go see Siddiqui Fuller tonight. That is a fun name. Siddiqui! I'm liking that. On the ski lift. Siddiqui!
I like it.
I like it.
Oh, ladies get in free tonight.
Ladies get in free tonight. Yeah. This ain't
really?
Friday.
Well, I mean, I love ladies. I love women. I'm not biased. I love all women. Black women, white women, yeah. Latina women, Asian women, in that order.
That's
but
okay.
I remember the order. I already
That's
forgot
okay.
the order.
That's okay. It
and
doesn't matter.
All, and they all come in and they're free, you know, and they're like ice cream to me.
Are you sure you're not going to have to pay for that? Now, Wayne didn't say nothing about women getting in free tonight.
I think I got it. Ladies, bring your boyfriends. They have to pay. I'm sorry.
They got
to
pay.
They have to pay, but the ladies get in for free.
823-1920 if you'd like to go to the comedy show tonight at the Underground. I wanted to talk just quickly about this since you're in here for Wayne. Do you know who the new Christy Minstrels are, Siddiqui?
I know you didn't.
These guys come from the 60s. The new Christy Minstrels. You know who they are, JP.
How would I know?
That's right. You never listen to music. Man. That's why he never listens to music because he's a politic junkie. These are guys from the 60s. All harmonies and stuff.
Oh, I see.
The
you
new
thought because I was
old school.
Christy Minstrels. They are old school, but they are called the new Christy Minstrels, but they always were. They're going to be at the Pioneer. Wayne is producing the show, so I just wanted to give him a plug. If you'd like to get tickets for the new Christy Minstrels, if you're boomers and you remember them. If you're boomers and you don't remember them, you never listen to music.
I'm not old enough to remember the 60s.
They're great. It's fun. Banjos, harmonies, so fun. Saturday, September 24th at 8 p.m. So you can get your tickets at the Pioneer. And if you still want to go tonight, we're still taking orders to be Wayne's guest at the Pioneer Underground tonight. Go see Siddiqui with two shows, 8 and 10 o'clock. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're a handsome guy. You really are.
You're just saying
Siddiqui.
That.
I know. No, you are. Go see him. It'll be fantastic. This part of the Laugh Lounge brought to you by Reno Tahoe Comedy. Thank you, Wayne. We'll be right back. There's more to do on Broadview with you and JP and me. So we'll be right back.
The Buzz.
Gardening in our region has challenges, but it is not impossible to have a beautiful yard. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, Garden Coach. Join me each Saturday at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz for the Impatient Gardener and Interactive Garden Talk Show. You'll hear local and regional gardening guests that Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 1270 The Buzz, brought to you in part by the Garden Shop Nursery on Mayberry Drive at the Big White House.
Join the revolution with Papa Murphy's and you can win pizza for a year and a new barbecue gas grill for the summer, courtesy of RC Willie. Want to win? Then send an email with your name, address, and phone to pizzaforayear@gmail.com. Visit RC Willie every Saturday this summer to sample Papa Murphy's fresh take-and-bake pizza. There's nothing better than free Papa Murphy's pizza, a chance to win free pizza for a year and a new grill from RC Willie. So join the revolution with Papa Murphy's today and send an email now to pizzaforayear@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
So now I didn't get to do my hot topics, so I hate to jump around too much.
Jump around, go ahead.
But I didn't get to do my hot topics of the week. So I thought maybe you'd put up with me and talk with me about some of the things that I thought were...
Put up with you every week.
Woot, 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 woot.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a new word. It's now in the dictionary. You don't know the word woot?
What does it mean?
It's enthusiasm. It's yeah, it's happy, it's woot. Hey, that's woot, man.
Who uses that word?
A lot of people on the internet. It's a new internet word, just like sexting, okay. Cyberbullying.
I've heard of those.
These are new words in the actual dictionary now. They are in the Concise Oxford English Dictionary. It's published every month.
That's the huge one.
And that's the new ones. Yeah, they're among 400 new entries. 400 new words in the dictionary.
You know, that's woot. What's great about the English language. I keep telling people that. That's why English has taken over the world.
It's not, we don't speak English.
We'll take any word and put it in our dictionary. It's a new word, boom, we're
boom,
using it.
Boom, new word.
The French, you know, they have special commissions to make sure no foreign word gets into their language.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're very fussy about...
Foreign word like what?
Like French fry or something like that, you know?
They never have claimed that, have they?
French fry. They hate it.
Well, it isn't. You know, we made those up anyway. But woot. So you need to start using
woot.
That. Woot. Woot. An expression of enthusiasm.
And it's W-O-O-T?
W-O-O-T. Woot. Have you heard of that word, Sean? Woot. On the internet?
Yes, I have, actually.
See? Yeah. And it means, woo-hoo, woot.
He's just too old to keep up with the times.
Woot, woot.
Who's he talking?